This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamizhane with the news, the headlines first. Mahashivratri festival being observed today, worshipping Lord Shiva. Mahashivratri and Army Day being celebrated at Army Pavilion in Tullykill. And UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls for pressure on Russia ahead of Europe trip. Now the news in detail. Hindu devotees in and across the country are observing the Mahashivratri festival, offering worship to Lord Shiva today. There is a belief that the celebration of Mahashivratri brings peace and prosperity to one's life. Hindu devotees take a bath in rivers and ponds and offer worship to Lord Shiva's shrines. The day is regarded as the most favorite day of Lord Shiva, who brings happiness to the heart of those living in difficulty. Similarly, classical dances are performed at Kailaskut and Kirateswar of the Pashupati area. A large number of devotees have visited the holy shrine from early morning. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has extended her best wishes to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. In a message of best wishes, President Bhandari extended her wishes that Mahashivratri usher our society to the path of progress and may it spread the light of spiritual awakening to the lives of Nepalese. President Bhandari emphasized preservation and conservation of cultural and religious heritage in the Pashupati area as well as other areas of the country. She was of the view that the universities, researchers and scholars should take the lead to research tangible and intangible heritages spread in Pashupati area and other parts of the country. President Bhandari said that it was our responsibility to hand over the heritages we inherited from our ancestors to future generations as in its original form. She further said Mahashivratri, during which Lord Shiva is worshipped, encourages us to keep Pious River like Bagmati in Kathmandu clean. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has expressed confidence that the festival of Mahashivratri will enhance mutual harmony, tolerance and brotherhood among all Nepalese. He has also expressed his best wishes to Hindus and Nepali brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion. Vice President Poon expressed confidence that the Nepal Army would continue to modernize itself in a timely manner. On the occasion of Nepal Army Day, he has extended his congratulations and best wishes to the Chief of Army Staff and the rank and file of the Nepal Army. Today is being celebrated as the Mahashivratri Festival and Nepal Army Day. Similarly, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba has wished for good health, long life and progress to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Mahashivratri. In a message today, Prime Minister Deuba has also said the government was continuously active to transform people's wishes for peace, development and good governance while expressing commitment to the protection and promotion of Nepal's religious and cultural festivals and traditions. Likewise, Mahashivratri and Army Day is being observed today at the Army Pavilion in Tullykill. President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba, ministers and other high-ranking officials were present at the program. Devotees continue to visit the Pashupatinath temple on the occasion of Mahashivratri festival. About 300,000 visitors have visited the Pashupatinath temple till 11 a.m. A spokesperson of Pashupati Area Development Trust, Revati Raman Adhikari, said arrangements have been made for 1 million devotees to visit the Pashupatinath temple today. About 10,000 security personnel, including 5,000 Nepal police, 3,500 armed police force, National Investigation Department and Nepal Army have been deployed in the Pashupati area. The Central Working Committee of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP is holding its meeting on Wednesday and Thursday. General Secretary of the party, Bhuvan Pathak, informed that the meeting would discuss contemporary political developments, expansion of party organization, management of responsibilities and work division among leaders and preparation for the coming local level election, among others. Even the meeting of the party office bearers would be held before the central committee meeting on Wednesday. The party is selecting possible candidates for the coming local level election after holding various programs and discussions with district working committees. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A huge convoy of Russian armor, about 40 miles long, is advancing on Ukraine's capital Kyiv, satellite images show. The International Criminal Court prosecutor says he wants to investigate Russia for possible war crimes. Air raid sirens are once again heard in Kyiv with reports of a Russian strike on the outskirts of the city. Local journalists in Kherson say the regional center is almost completely surrounded by Russian troops. The Interior Ministry says dozens of civilians were killed earlier on Monday in Russian missile strikes on Ukraine's second city Kharkiv. Negotiators for Kyiv and Moscow have held talks in Belarus in a bid to end the conflict. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK will continue to bring maximum pressure to bear on Russia as it prepares to fly to Poland and Estonia. He said Vladimir Putin would feel the consequences for invading Ukraine. Foreign Secretary will also travel to Geneva on Tuesday to speak at the United Nations Human Rights Council. It comes after fighting escalated on Monday with missiles killing dozens of civilians in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second city. President Volodymyr Zelensky described the targeting of civilians as a war crime. UK citizens have been advised against travelling to Russia due to a lack of flights available and economic problems in the country. The Foreign Office warned Britons in Russia might not be able to fly directly to the UK or via EU countries. It said the value of the ruble had fallen and there were reports of lots of people attempting to withdraw their savings from Russian banks. The advice comes after Russia banned airlines from 36 countries. On its website, the Foreign Office urged people in Russia to amend any travel plans accordingly. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Mahashivratri festival being observed today, worshipping Lord Shiva. Mahashivratri and Army Day being celebrated at Army Pavilion in Turikhel, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls for pressure on Russia ahead of Europe trip. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.